Hello, I'm Tamika Lang, and the title of this book is Live, 5 Steps to Being More Free-Spirited by Tamika Lang. The Live First Movement presents Live, 5 Steps to Being More Free-Spirited by Tamika Lang, copyright 2021. Table of Contents, Introduction, Chapter 1, Define You for You, Journal Time. Chapter 2, Care Less So You Can Do and Be More, Journal Time. Chapter 3, Remove Consequential Mentality, Journal Time. Chapter 4, Forgive, Journal Time. Chapter 5, Start and Stay the Course, Journal Time. And then the outro. Introduction. I am so excited to finally sit down and write this book. It's been years in the making, and now it's time. After 2020 kicked all of our asses, and 2021 decided to try to one-up its predecessor, this book has been nagging at my soul, begging to be freed. So, here we go. For many years, I battled anxiety and depression. I was just like so many people who struggled to figure out my place in the world. When I was up, I was up. But man, when I was down, I was beyond down. There were suicide attempts, hospitalizations, medications, you name it. In 2001, I found myself at the first bottom I had ever experienced. I was staring at myself in a mirror and asked over and over, "Who are you? Who do you want to be?" I felt empty and unfulfilled, chasing dreams that I never felt connected to, living from one day to the next based on who I needed to be for my son, my family. Thinking I had saved enough of myself for myself, only to realize I barely knew who that self was. That same year, India Re released her first album, Acoustic Soul. There's a song on that album called Beautiful. When I tell you, every word of that song inspired me. It shook my soul. Sometimes I'd hear it and big, ugly, snot-faced cry. Other times I'd hear it and I'd feel peace and purpose. Both responses established that song as necessary to the soundtrack of my life. The resonation of the lyrics gave me the courage to define what beautiful in this world could be for me. And it was the first time I had ever heard anyone express with sincerity that they needed to choose themselves so that they could be great for those around them. At least that's how I interpret it. So I put the song on repeat and I took the first leap of faith on the path of freeing my spirit. Since 2001, my journey has been filled with ups and downs, loop-de-loops, crash and burns, and miracles. In 2006, I almost lost my battle with depression. None of the coping techniques I had previously relied on were working. I spiraled uncontrollably. I was over-medicated and depended on the experts to heal me. I was chemically imbalanced, unable to focus or even care for myself for several months. My hair was falling out. I didn't recognize myself in the mirror anymore. I couldn't feel anything physically or emotionally. I was beneath the bottom. I was dying inside and felt hopeless, and after a suicide attempt, I ended up in a mental facility. I was so out of it, I couldn't participate in my own recovery. I would go to sessions and stare at the walls. Not even the promises of being granted a phone call to my son or a visit from my brother or mom were enough to encourage me. I was ready to give up. In one group session, I was listening to an older man tell his story, and I stood up and screamed. Everyone in the circle was shocked because I think it may have been the first time in days that anyone had heard my voice. The therapist came and held my hand and looked me in the eye and said, "Scream again."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?